Hey guys, I'm going to start out by telling you this is a rant video, but the next round of lockdowns has started. Where, you may ask? Where liberty was born but no longer resides, the state of Massachusetts. Four towns have decided they're going to start voluntary lockdowns because one person in the entire state of Massachusetts has contracted triple E, Eastern Equine Encephalitis. Now, Massachusetts has had triple E show up in mosquitoes for a long, long time. And they've had a few people here or there get sick, but none in the last 3 years. One person now has contracted triple E. So, unfortunately, the following towns are going to start voluntary lockdowns, but I'll tell you how voluntary it really is. It hurts me, it pains me that these towns are where I last resided for the last 20 plus years. Douglas, Oxford, Sutton, and Webster. Webster, Mass. Is the home of Lake Chagagagog, Manchagagog, Chibunagungamog. Look it up. Now, this is a voluntary lockdown. How voluntary, you ask? Well, the town of Oxford, one of the four that are starting this lockdown, according to what I'm seeing right now, the Board of Health voted to support the recommendation for people to remain indoors after 6 p.m., effective immediately through September 30th. So give up your freedom. Don't spray yourself with Off or use Skin So Soft. Stay inside, be afraid of a mosquito, and be good little subjects. But it gets worse. Starting on October 1st, they're going to move that up an hour. They recommend staying inside from 5 p.m. through sunup until the first hard frost of the year. And nobody really knows when that happens because it's just weather. And whenever that happens, then they say you should be able to be free. But we saw this stuff happen before. Give up your freedoms because government is scaring people. One victim of this virus and everybody else is going to lose their rights. Then there's this. This is a quote from the Board of Health in Oxford. It is the Board of Health's responsibility to protect the public health, and we take triple E very seriously. And we are strongly encouraging residents to follow these recommendations due to the severity of triple E and the fact that it is in our community. And that was a spokesperson for the town of Oxford, Massachusetts. Again, one case. A good friend of mine, and I know he's going to see this, my friend Ronnie posted this on his Instagram, and I think it's spot on. He said, "We have become an absolutely ridiculous nanny state in Massachusetts. We live in one of these four towns, and it's truly hard to comprehend that nearly 250 years ago, farmers from these very towns walked to Lexington and Concord to fight for our freedoms. We have been dealing with triple E since I can remember, and now the overreaction to one case is causing a COVID-like panic. The following information is directly from the mass.gov website. Quote, the most recent outbreak began in 2019 with 12 cases and 6 deaths and continued into 2020 with 5 cases and 1 death. There were no human cases of triple E in Massachusetts in 21, 22, or 23. If you do the math, that's a 0.000001% death rate with a population of 7 million in the state. I do feel sorry for the person who is currently infected and hope for a full recovery, but this overreaction is just an indicator of how our politicians and communities were conditioned to the COVID voluntary lockdowns, which eventually became mandatory, to which a large majority, including myself, stuck our middle finger up to. I'm calling out to all the people who I know and love in those four towns and have spent 2.5 decades with. Do not comply. This is a test going into an election in which they are very worried about losing. Those four towns generally vote red, generally. Guys and gals, use your brains. Do what you've been doing your entire life when mosquitoes come out and take care of yourself the way you know you can. There's no need to worry. There's no need to bow down or kowtow and keep yourselves inside and rob yourselves and your children's of their liberty, children's and your children of your freedom of movement and your individual liberty. Do not comply.